Facing Mortality, A Journey Through Life and Death in Staring at the Sun by Irvin D. Yalom. What is the plot of the book Staring at the Sun? Staring at the Sun by Julian Barnes follows the life of Jean Sargent, a woman who grows up in a small English village in the mid-20th century. The novel takes the reader through Jean's life from her childhood to her final days in a nursing home, exploring her relationships, disappointments, and interactions with the people in her life. Throughout the novel, Jean reflects on the choices she has made and the impact they have had on her life, as she comes to terms with her mortality and tries to find meaning in the face of death. The plot delves into themes of love, loss, memory, and the passage of time, as Jean confronts her past and looks towards an uncertain future. How is the book Staring at the Sun structured? The book Staring at the Sun by Irvin D. Yalom is structured in three main parts. 1. Part 1. The first part focuses on the fictional character of therapist, Dr. Mannheim, who is facing his own mortality after being diagnosed with a terminal illness. This part deals with his struggles and reflections on his own life and death. 2. Part 2. The second part presents case studies of Dr. Mannheim's clients who are also grappling with the fear of death and existential issues. Each case study explores different aspects of death and dying, as well as the ways in which individuals cope with mortality. 3. Part 3. The final part of the book brings together the themes and insights from the previous sections, offering a conclusion that reflects on the meaning of life, death, love, and acceptance. Overall, the book is structured in a narrative format that weaves together personal reflections, fictional stories, and philosophical insights to explore the universal experience of facing mortality. Are there any personal stories or anecdotes shared by the author in the book? Yes, the author shares personal stories and anecdotes throughout the book. For example, they discuss their own struggles with mental health, relationships, and career choices. These personal stories help to illustrate the points the author is trying to make and make the book more relatable to readers.
Hallo liebe Hundefreunde, in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog erzählt uns Lisa, wie sie Raketenwissenschaft nutzen konnte, um ihren Pflegehund Mia auf ihr neues für immer Zuhause vorbereiten zu können. Was sich genau dahinter verbirgt, erfahrt ihr überall, wo es Podcasts gibt und natürlich bekommt ihr auch wieder viele gute Tipps von unserer Hundeexpertin Melanie Lippisch. Wir hören uns also bei
Iswas Dog. Ein Herrchen möchte lernen, seinen Hund besser zu verstehen. Mit Malte Asmus.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.